Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings, Maltopians. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Maltopia Podcast. To better engage with you, we'll soon be launching our new Discord, so be sure to sign up for our newsletter at maltopia.com for the invite link and a small thank you gift. And to receive early access to podcast episodes, bonus video content, and more, consider supporting us at patreon.com/Maltopia. Watch our welcome video and scroll through to find public posts that give you a sampling of what you can expect as a patron. Check out our artwork on Instagram and DeviantArt. Connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. And as always, thank you very much for your support. Enjoy.
Good God, what happened here?
Lynn's myriad of senses opened upon a vision of unutterable awfulness. Comprising much of Marvin Avenue was such chaos of death and wreckage as she'd never seen before. In hideous rows, it fell back from the porch where old Mr. Limpernil waved to her team. A blackened, twisted expanse of house, tree, and carnivian, stretching on as far as she could sense. Most remarkable was that even upon wood and stone and steel, in addition to the twisted menageries of carnivian flesh and bone, lay imprinted the indelible mark of death, rendered an almost artistic tableau. Countless flayed skulls and contorted faces, frozen in expressions of immeasurable pain, swelled from the landscape, each so detailed as to be molded from the careful hands of Hell's most gifted sculptors. As she approached the spirit handler, the air stinging her where she crossed into the carnage. A lingering after effect of its cause, no doubt. Lynn noticed the old blindfolded woman from before, huddled in the corner of the porch, with her head hung low. She also glimpsed several other Malsapiens looking on from the windows in the front door of the house.
What happened here?
Lynn asked the Greybeard. Some of the machine's gifts are more terrible than others, young lady, Theodore said, nodding toward the old lady slumped. Lynn's expression softened, betokening an almost sympathetic, if not empathetic, understanding.
Yes, they are.
Is our young Hazel among those peeping toms gathered within, Mr. Limpernil?
The dead knot asked, getting down to the business at hand. I don't reckon she's in there, as I know all of the folks that's gathered inside.
Then we're off to your proper dwelling, then, should we find nothing, to the city center, to see what can be seen.
Look, Eric, I know you're worried about her, but we have to take care of things here, too, and proceed with caution.
It was the first time anyone had addressed the Englishman lurking within the undead Titan, bypassing his more deathly incarnation. The dead knot stood expressionless and silent, no doubt discussing the matter internally.
Very well, but be quick,
was all the giant said after a time. Seeing to whatever wounds could be treated and gathering the additional Malsapiens into their number, the group set out.
Glad we dragged ass getting here. Hothead's gone,
Nika said with acid in her tone.
Perhaps he just floated away, bobbing along by means of that wonderful bloated head of his.
The dead knot intoned mirthfully. Nika spun around to face the Goliath.
Yeah, and maybe whatever's left of your little sweetheart's getting squeezed out of the ass end of one of those things out there.
The dead knot beamed at the wanderer with empty eye sockets, the dimmest shimmer of sapphire shivering in their depths.
There are worse fates.
Breaking up the now habitual bickering between Nika and the dead knot, Mars interjected.
I'm feeling two major throwdowns. One somewhere over by the collapse, and the other's back the way we came. Pick one.
The Warbringer's frosty eyes went to Lynn. She knew his shortness the result of the cold shoulder she'd offered him of late. The void left so little of herself behind. She couldn't offer anything besides her thinning capacity to lead them all, her apathy mimicking the steely fortitude required of the position. Though currently, her sensitivities were on fire, the pain and suffering around her feeding her feelings like a banquet she ashamedly gorged upon. Mars's remoteness was like a spear to her heart.
Whichever is closest, and then on to the next,
she answered, turning away, feeling every inch of the spear. The band of Malsapiens, now too heterogeneous to be called by their company-given team monikers, made their way through the ruined city, picking through the parts that had been further devastated by the invasion of beasts. Theodore assisted Aunt Birdie as they went along, her face still drawn and sorrowful, both struggling somewhat to keep pace. The rest of the newcomers were a timid lot, likely those who were content to molder within their unlit homes of wood rot and piling dust, finally sprung from their hidey holes upon threat of getting eaten.
Just stopped all of a sudden, Mars blurted, holding stone still.
As the group awaited further instruction, a terrible figure lurched into view. It was as tall as a light pole and nearly as thin, its skull like an arrowhead of sharpened bone, wherein several black eyes glinted from small recesses scattered about. A long drape of feathers and stretched skin, like a merger of avian and bat wings, hung loose about its form, dragging behind it. Lining its narrow body were hundreds of millipede-like legs and pincers, many clutching several Malsapiens, all of whom stared blankly into the night, as if in shock. Upon realizing it was being watched, the thing spread its cloak of skin and feathers as wide as the wings of a small jet and flapped once, putting itself high into the night. The resulting rush of air was sufficient to knock back the less prepared bystanders, but Lynn held her ground, watching with a thousand eyes as the monster winged ever higher.
Nika, bring it down,
Lynn ordered, just loud enough to be heard over the wind. The grinning wanderer pulled a lighter from her pocket, wrapping it in a fist as she aimed at the skyborn monster.
I'm on it.
Flicking the lighter, the air just beyond Nika's knuckles erupted into anti-aircraft fire, replete with blazing tracer rounds. The ground shook from the thunderous torrent as the wanderer lit up the night. The lesser of the Malsapiens dove to the ground, pressing their palms against their ears, eyes squeezed tight against the explosive cannonade. The glowing line of shells sprayed across the sky, gaining on the Carnivian, soon shredding the creature's wings to burning, melted flaps of meat and sinew. It tumbled smoking to the ground, its screech reduced to a hiss beneath the clamor of Nika's volley.
It's done,
the wanderer growled in satisfaction, lowering her smoking fist. Calm as ever, the dark-eyed leader watched the monster plummet.
Mars, Artie, go see if anyone or anything survived. Wipe out whatever isn't one of ours.
The two killers nodded, disappearing into the shadows. More and more Malsapiens joined the band as they trekked towards their next destination, all silently bowing to the darksome authority of the woman with bottomless eyes. They adhered to her every word, watching with hope as her soldiers slew whatever slunk, crawled, or caterwauled out of the night. Lynn could feel their prayers upon her, taste their pain, hear their hearts leap at her every command. Deadwitch may have lost its king, but it had found its queen. It was humiliation that brought about this new idea of freedom. Defeat was not something the great Hanuma had ever experienced. Certainly, over the intervening years, there had been setbacks. Battles lost to Batna and her monstrous progeny, strategic retreats. There was even the contest between himself and one of the deep lords of the mighty Tannin, who rose out of the depths of Gila Din to face him when he'd arrogantly strayed too far into the monster's territory. They'd battled for days in the purest darkness the underground could supply. His foe was unusual for its kind, purest white and emerald of eye. The creature was as powerful and headstrong as himself, unwilling to quit the battle until a clear winner emerged.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when their contest collapsed a mountain of subterranean stone between them, suspending combat, Castellian never felt compromised for the discontinuance, confident he would have proven the victor, eventually. But what Angren Kai had done was different. He'd supplied Castellian's limitations, exposed his overweening, perhaps slightly unjustified ego. Laid bare to himself, Castellian had been forced to stand before that mirror ever since, evaluating, realizing, admitting. Granted, while the epiphany had impacted his mind, his body had yet to catch up to the profundity of the fact. He still labored as always he had, seeing to his people, preparing them for yet another battle in a series of unending campaigns. He even spoke to his lord, the Nasul, betraying nothing of his seismic shift in self. Currently, he prepared for the upcoming violence, practicing his kind's greatest aptitude, psycho-incarnation, the ability to create objects and even independent life from the sheer power of the mind. He put the final touches on his plan to revenge himself, if the word revenge had any clear meaning for how he now felt towards the Oversapien. His most recent conversation with his master entailed the specifics for the upcoming battle, the plan to which they would all adhere. It was a fairly straightforward ordeal, to wash across the Oversapiens with psycho-incarnated siege machines, pummel them from the sky with all manner of Rothian artillery, and lay clear the path across the battleground by means of Hanyama shock troops and the terrible forces of the Skinweaver. There were also some smaller schemes concerning underground tunnels and the like, but for the most part, the Hanyama would forcefully leverage the advantages that were clearly apparent. Obviously, there would be some real-time adjustments in need of implementation for whatever tactics the Oversapiens vainly deployed. Yet Castilian's army had been equipped with a thorough catalog of the Oversapien's abilities, and as such, had ready tactics to outmaneuver whatever powers couldn't be immediately smashed through. The odds were certainly with the great and perfected race, and nothing short of a miracle would change the fact. After he delivered the Oversapiens to the Progenon, his attention would likely focus upon the next generation of Malgai, the Malsapiens. This was another topic of conversation between he and the Nasul. The fact that this most recent generation of Malgai were developing at a much faster rate than the previous. It was a sign of the grander plan's fruition, or so his master claimed. Even Castilian had been given only scraps of an idea of what this other plan consisted of, and those scraps were likely the products of his master's exuberance in the contemplation of its purpose, more so than Castilian's need to know. And then there was Baal, the creature his master seemed determined to speak of only sparingly. Was the monster part of this so-called grander plan? All he knew of the thing was that it and its kind, a failed perfected race, he cautiously surmised, had been extinguished during the prehistoric stone wars between the Carnivian and the Ikorian. Beyond that, he knew only that the creature was a powerful mentalist and was being cultivated through its relationship with the Malsapien regressor. He'd been on hand for some of the psychic procedures of said cultivation, but had never been made to understand anything beyond what he was called upon to do. Generally, he was required only for psychic reinforcement, so to speak. Castilian recalled a moment of rare brashness when he dared ask his master directly what the involvement of the creature Baal might entail.
"Your role is, I see fit, to define and perpetuate is all you need concern yourself," Castilian. All else is the stuff of matters that cannot be improved for your awareness of them. Have I made your place clearer, great Underlord of Rotha?
Indeed you have, Master.
The recollection had greater poignance now. It had the effect of altering the course of his actions, to grant pause to his war planning and revenge plotting, to remove him, if only for a moment, from the patterns of his duty, a yoke he'd been bred to bear. He walked beyond his quarters, stepping out onto his high balcony, beneath the shadow of Hanuma, the creature his race had been named for. The statue soared thousands of feet into the subterranean sky, its face carved to express both fierceness and wisdom. Hanuma was felled by Batna herself, many hundreds of years before Castilian's own birth. The battle had been well described, recorded and recited for all to remember. Castilian liked to believe he held the largest share of his forebear's greatness, that his station was due to a superior link to the first and greatest Hanuma. But now, as he gazed up at the father of his kind, he did not behold fierceness or wisdom. He saw only a slave who had been played for a fool. Silas hadn't guessed how dangerous the situation was, or how quickly he'd be forced to act. The conductor was on the very cusp of releasing the power the machine had secreted within him, a power that could level the city, and then some. Making matters even worse was the billowing Carnivian approaching William Church. The monster's body seemed equally on the brink of detonation. While it was unlikely the beast's eruption would resemble Doomsday, it would almost certainly inspire the explosion that would. Irrespective of the various and sundry additional threats that crowded the gloom of the dilapidated church, Silas, despite his every inclination and instinct, sped into the howling maelstrom that was Keith Noonday's mind. He'd never experienced the scream this closely, filled so completely with the terror and pain it imparted. It was breaching the outer membrane of the Malsapien's consciousness, a great dirge that could sing the city black with death and ashes. Suffice to say, such an act would spell an end for Silas's newfound role as revolutionary, though the label did somewhat omit several other more motivating factors for his recent efforts. The scream was not so much a blunt noise as it was a nuanced song, an invisible conjuration of memories and feelings delivered through the vehicles of so much sound and fury. It came bearing the pain of the past, the collective screams and anguish that concluded every great stopping point of history. Genocides, extinctions, cataclysms. All this while simultaneously forecasting the notes of its impending crescendo, the final scream that would be offered up before the advance of the one true and lasting end. Silas could barely center himself, lost as he was in the last song of all things, his mind almost completely subsumed. Reaching deeply into Keith's consciousness, he attempted to reinforce the man's will. But even as the Mindwalker sought to shoulder some of the burden with his own considerable mental muscle, his astral moorings began to erode, his body dissipating into the screeching wind. Frantically, he sorted through his diminishing thoughts for a plan. He reasoned that lightning just might be able to strike twice, especially if it were psychic lightning. He would attempt the same stunt he pulled on Baal, only far more forcefully. After all, the conductor was expendable. Stretched almost to nothingness, Silas's overtaxed mind reached out to the brainstormer, who was still nearby and beneath his control. Discharging a massive and blazing train of Sefton's unique mental radiancy, Silas directed the blast straight into Keith's brain. The room filled with blinding light, evaporating the previous gloom and revealing in minute detail the scale and scope of the many horrors still vying for dominance. There was the menagerie of monsters that was the Carnivian, ranging from the horrifically absurd to the roughly humanoid. The dethroned king of Witchtown, his fists ablaze with darkling power, eyes leaking black smoke and defiance, and the living carnivorous bomb that had almost reached the apex of its dramatic slow burn to detonation. All of them winced at the lightning where it coiled and snapped, lashing towards its desperate destination. The conductor bounced and shook as the energy surged through his skull, slamming shut the only physical means by which the scream could escape. Silas felt the song plunging backwards into the pit of Keith's unconscious mind, howling hate and rage and pain all the way down. Yet while the sonic abomination had been returned whence it came, it had still managed a small portion of itself beyond the gates of Keith's mouth, a mere whisper of its potency.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.